Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Rivera will be with us for another 20 minutes. Then I'm going to play most of this 13-minute video, internal FBI training video, and how it ties in to the provocateurs, the police state, the Stasi tattletale system. That's coming up. We're continuing with your calls. Mike, you were trying to talk about the Gutenberg printable type. They tried to suppress it 500 years ago. It didn't work. I would say the Internet's a bigger development from that. You know, we know what the NSA and DARPA said back in the 70s. They called it worldwide wiretap. WWW was the joke because they were going to track, trace, have global commerce controlled by it. And they're still using it as that double-edged sword overconfidently. We hope they continue to be overconfident so they don't shut it down too quickly because we know they're moving towards it regardless. But now they're starting to lose their arrogance, which means they're more on their game. That's dangerous. I like the arrogance. I like the imperial hubris, but you can speak to that.
Well, basically, in a nutshell, they have discovered that there is simply too much going on the net. They can't track it all. They can't monitor it all. Yes, they could probably keep an eye on certain individuals like you or I, but they just can't keep track of everything going on. And their concern now is not with any one individual, because the anger and disenfranchisement with the American people has reached the point where the number of people who are unhappy with the government numbers in the hundreds of millions. They can't watch them all. They can't store it all. More importantly, they can't correlate the data. The analysis, the tools to analyze the intercepts and everything simply are not adequate to the task.
It's like coming home and having 20,000 voicemails. Even the stuff that gets flagged per operative, it's in the tens of thousands. It's got to be if you look at all the evidence. Now, I hope the establishment doesn't try to stage terror attacks or stage rioting, because I think it's just going to get out of control and the cops are just going to stand down. I think the cops more and more are on our side, Mike.
I would tend to agree with you. That's the sense I'm getting from a lot of the reader emails here. The bottom line is I think everybody's getting disenfranchised with the federal government. They don't trust them. They don't know what's going on. They've seen too many double crosses. And I think one of the reasons the government is getting very nervous is they're no longer certain of being able to win a confrontation against the American people.
I agree. Now, I have all these macho guys constantly on my website, guaranteed they're feds and provocateurs, or they'd be arrested for what they're doing. The feds would send me a subpoena and, you know, FBI would show up if they were real. Go, you're a wimp, Alex. You're not calling for violence. You know, is there something wrong with you? You're a bad guy. And you get that, too. And these are total tough guy feds, or they're idiots being handled by the feds. And I'm not buying into their crap. I mean, here's the Denver Post with Democratic Party workers attacking their own facility to blame it on enemies of Obamacare. This is false flag terror. And I've got a whole stack here of mainstream news about all the neo-Nazis, every group or feds. Southern Poverty Law Center running Elohim City and the white supremacists. Hal Turner, the top Nazi, a fed. I mean, you're just all feds. And we're going to expose you.
The government has to create the enemies that it uses to scare us into obedience. If there were no enemies, after the Soviet Union fell is really when trust and blind faith in the American government began to erode, because we were expecting a peace dividend. And no, we couldn't have a peace dividend. We've got to have more war, war on poverty or a war on terror or a war on global warming or whatever. And those of us who've been around long enough and students of history understood that at the end of World War II, when we were expecting a peace dividend, that's when the Cold War against the commies was fanned up to keep the money flowing to the defense contractors, to keep up the fear, to keep us slaves to our fear, to benefit the government. Well, we're tired of being afraid. A government that uses fear to control its people, it once the fear burns itself out, and fear is very exhausting. And we stop being afraid and we start thinking, it all starts unraveling. I personally think this process is well underway. I don't think it can be diverted. I don't think it can be stopped. I think the future of the U.S. government is definitely very limited. It's just a question of when.
And there's also this whole line put out by them that everything will fall apart if we don't have this corrupt system. No, this is a parasitic system that's waging war against reality, against the free market, against Main Street. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, what I'm going to do coming up in the next segment is I'm going to start just playing this FBI training video. And then after we're done analyzing it in this state of fear, this making the American people the enemy, then we'll go into the real history of the FBI, the real history of the feds, and what they're really doing so you understand what's really going on, and how they want to make us violent. They want to provocateur. They want to cause that to happen. We're also going to have HDTV, Mark Cuban's TV network station, in here filming what I'm saying and doing, so that should be interesting. They look like nice folks. They look like they're on a rabbit hunt in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on the air with Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Good to hear you. I'm just reading on the Internet from various sources here that I see that they're trying to divide and conquer possibly us, but the people themselves from getting the real news. It says Senators Jay Rockefeller and Olympia Snow have reintroduced Bill S-773 to give Obama clear-cut abilities to shut down the Internet. Your thoughts?
Tell you what, do me a big favor and turn your radio off, number one, I can actually hear what you're saying. You prefaced that with trying to divide us, and I get these nonsensical emails every day. Why aren't you covering the Cybersecurity Act? We're really the first to be covering it in the last couple of years since I saw the Pentagon proposing it, and it's actually in my last Obama film, and we just covered it last hour. You were asking what I thought of that. Did you just tune in, Chris?
Well, yeah, because I'm sorry, I had my speakerphone on, so I apologize for that.
No, that's okay, but I'm trying to understand the question. You prefaced it with them trying to divide us. Yes, most of the attacks we get are just nonsensical. It's like, why don't you expose Masons? We do. Why don't you expose corruption in the Catholic Church? We do. Why don't you expose corruption in the Protestant Church? We do. Why don't you expose corruption in Israel? We do. Why are you covering up 9/11? Why are you not covering it? We are the progenitors of it, of exposing it. So, yes, but I mean, really, people should ignore that. The establishment just wants to get us all fighting with each other in a melee, in this big melee, so that we don't go forward and reach out to other people with mainline stuff. So that when we go and talk to our neighbors, we're gibbering about weird fringe stuff instead of, hey, did you know the Federal Reserve's private? Did you know it stole 23+ trillion? You know, did you know that they're setting up a world government? Did you know that the White House science czar wrote a government policy book about how they're drugging the water and want to take our children at birth and eradicate the family and put implantable chips in us? Hey, did you know the Wall Street Journal's reporting that they want to terraform the planet and to reduce world population and engineering Earth is feasible? BBC News, how they're chemtrailing us. I mean, see, I appreciate your call. Mike Rivero, you want to comment on what he was saying?
Well, you're absolutely right. I want to comment on what you were saying. You're absolutely right. The government is out there trying to keep us fighting amongst each other. It's called divide and conquer, whether it's the young against the old, men against women, black against white, rich against poor, 9/11 truther against government supporter. The idea is that we're kept in little tiny fragments of society squabbling amongst each other. What the government is most terrified of right now is that we, the American people, are waking up to the fact that we are just one American people. And if we actually come together with a single idea in mind, which is that the government is the source of all of our problems, then the government knows it's going to be finished. And they're trying to find some way to prevent that from happening.
And the government plan is to make government so big, destroy the free market, destroy private property, destroy self-sufficiency so bad that they'll have a giant 100 million person army of total moron TV watching welfare check cashing fluoride heads that they can point as a weapon at anyone that doesn't serve them. And they plan to employ all this scum and all this weak-minded people to serve them. But, you know, I have a higher view of the American people than the elite do. I think folks are waking up across the board, and I just don't see it working. I see them staging terror attacks, a new Oklahoma City to try to blame on us. But this isn't 1995, is it, Mike? That isn't going to work.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. The old methods just don't work. They're not getting it. That is our biggest hope for the future, is the people who are in charge of the government and the intelligence agencies really are a bunch of old Cold War fossils. They're just like Jay Rockefeller. They wish the internet would go away, but they don't know how to deal with it. They don't understand that the world in which governments could lie to their people on such a scale simply does not exist anymore. And if they persist in playing the game as if it does, sooner or later, they're going to commit an error, a lie, or an act so great they will not be able to quell the public backlash.
Well, I mean, 84% of the New York Times poll believe they're being lied to about 9/11. So everybody knows about Gulf of Tonkin. They know about Ajax. They know about all this now. The Army field manuals, how to stage terror attacks are public. I mean, it's over for them. And they may buy some time staging terror attacks, but it's only going to make it worse. And if I was a Fed and wasn't part of this, I wouldn't put my kids in federal daycare centers, because the feds will target daycare centers. They want the image of bloody children. And so to the feds out there, if they kill your kid, I'm your friend. I tried to warn you. Okay?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I said, you're absolutely right. The government has no loyalty. They will kill their own to make a point. They always have.
Well, that's simple chess. That's simple using a pawn and a sacrifice. 101 at West Point is how to send in a group that you know is going to get wiped out to draw out the enemy. That's just military terminology. And the public needs to get their mind around how the world really works instead of living at a third grade level. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Richard in Rhode Island. Richard, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi. How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm probably the newest member of the revolution. I watched.
Well, good to have you on board. Welcome to the spirit of 1776.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here, and I am, the war is joined, okay? Let me tell you something. I saw your Obama deception, and those kids that you had on there are here in Rhode Island. I saw them. This was weird because school is not in, all right? And I saw them at a high school here in Providence, Rhode Island.
Let's be clear. You saw youth brigades.
Yes. Yes. Approximately probably 25 to 50 of them. And I thought it was weird because they're at Hope Classical High School in Rhode Island here, and they were on the football field doing calisthenics, and they all had those green shirts on that said "Yes, we can." And I know.
I mean, they've got these people knocking out windows in Denver, the Democrats, to blame it on Republicans. They've got them going and banging on doors, asking, "Do you support Obama?" They've got them shouting people down at town halls and punching people on the face, being ordered to. And then Media Matters, run by George Soros, comes out and attacks me and says Obama never called for youth brigades when they passed the bill to set up the federal body to do it.
Oh,
I mean, it
here.
Says compulsory service, and they're saying, I mean, Mike, what's going to happen when everybody hears them deny they're doing this, and then they see video clips of Rahm Emanuel and Obama, and then see the youth brigades?
Well, the people who are willing to accept the fact that the government is lying will just see it as a confirmation that they're on the right path. We still have that segment of the society that is so afraid of the government, they will not let them see the signs of obvious deception and lies because they don't want to face the choice of what to do about it. But it will convince more of the fence sitters. And over time, we're seeing more and more people come over to our side. They want to know the truth. They're ready to deal with the truth. They're ready to deal with the consequences of knowing the truth. It is an inevitable process right now. Admiral Yamamoto used to say the American people are a sleeping giant, slow to arouse, slow to anger, and slow to forgive. And he's absolutely right.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, Richard. Hey, get some video of those guys. Upload it on YouTube. Thousands more videos of this, and we've got video of them doing military drills. In fact, there's a clip of it in the trailer for Fall of the Republic. Let's go ahead and go back to another caller here. Let's talk to Brad. Let's go ahead and talk to Brad in Illinois. Brad, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? It's good to talk to you.
Worldwide broadcast. Good to talk to you.
Cool. Listen, I just had a really quick question for you. It's kind of offshoot, but not really. It's kind of ties into the topic. I was just wondering if you've noticed on the History Channel and on the Discovery Channel these shows, and because last night I was watching them, and I'm like making a connection, whereas on the one hand, on the Discovery Channel, you have shows that are planet Earth, planet Earth, planet Earth, everything about Earth and the animals, and they're all frolicking about. And then on History, you have Life After People and shows like The Colony, where people... small colonies of people after a big disaster.
Yes, they've got scores of shows, local news, national TV, drama, fiction, nonfiction, about bioattacks, end of the world, martial law, quarantines. They're just training everybody. This is the end of civilization, according to the Club of Rome and UN, and the White House science czar openly says they're going to wreck the economy to force you to go on government welfare so they can force you to only have one child. This is about eugenics. And, yes, I appreciate your call. Mike, in closing, I know you've been seeing this theme. You work in television yourself. What do you think about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Television has always served the interest of the government propaganda. It's been that way ever since J. Edgar Hoover and Charlie Chaplin were fighting with each other over how Chaplin should show government officials in his movies. And, you know, we saw that during the McCarthy hearings, the communist witch hunts in Hollywood. What they were really doing was scrubbing out anybody who wasn't willing to make films bashing on the communists to start the Cold War. And we're seeing it now. There are channels like National Geographic last night, heavily propagandistic about 9/11. History Channel's going that way. I used to be a big fan of History Channel. Now I've seen so many shows that are very obviously trying to sell the official government story on stuff. I don't watch them anymore. I'm watching Smithsonian Channel. There's a free plug for them because they're nowhere near as bad as National.
I'm watching WhatReallyHappened.com and InfoWars.com. Mike, we'll talk to you again next month. Great job. Good to have you here with us.
Aloha.
Vaya con Dios, compadre. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. The FBI video, straight ahead.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, that's 12 noon to 4 p.m., we are here live. And in this short segment, the next segment, I wanted to first go over this FBI internal Quantico training video that they also distribute to police and to the now 400,000-strong domestic army force that is being reported on by the Progressive and the Hill newspaper. In fact, I'll show that again to everybody here on TV who's watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a radio listener, just Google the term. The Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. for domestic operations to, quote, engage the American people. And the Army Times first reported this last year as 20,000, well, first 4,000, then 20,000, now 400,000. And we cover this in the upcoming film, Camp FEMA. So this is happening. And when we broke the Homeland Security report and the Mayak report, the reason the police and a federal marshal in the other case sent it to us is they were so upset. They teach them in there the number one threat is gun owners and veterans. And that's true. You're not going to accept 80%+ taxes. You're not going to accept all this tyranny. And so they knew they would sell you on Homeland Security in the name of foreigners or brown people using racism. But the whole time with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, all of it, even under Bush, it was all set up, and the training manuals, we've been breaking these for years, were all about gun owners, conservatives, landowners, people that won't go along with this. So you wonder why when you go through the TSA, why you take your shoes off, why they only have liquids. It's an act of submission. Make you take your shoes off, an act of supplication, an act of answering questions. People who've never been asked questions, people who don't see themselves as criminals. This is teaching you you are a criminal. And in England, they now have squads that ask you questions on the side of the road. It's happened to me. It's happened to the Watson brothers who work for us who live in England. It happened to Wall Street Journal writer Sarah McBride who was here. She repeatedly had them come up and ask her, you know, if she was bad. This is about letting you know that you live in East Germany. So we have all of that going on. But I want to just play this tape and go through how it creates this atmosphere of fear. You know, the one lady they talk to, she's photographing a dam. She's a terrorist. She's got scuba gear. It turns out she's guilty, but they're going to let her go and put her in the terrorist database. Okay? And this local officer is going under federal control in this video. He's now part of this federal slash global Interpol system. So there's all these different layers to this. And now you wonder why you, I mean, I've been in D.C. I challenge anybody. You go to D.C., you're 200 yards away from the Washington Monument, videotaping it. They come over and say, turn your cameras off. There's no law. We just think you might be a terrorist. And they harass Boy Scout troops and tourists. It's about letting you know that you're a slave. It's about breaking your back. It's about letting you know you're dominated. It's about letting you know you live in a police state. Local San Antonio News tried to go down to the new NSA base, taking over the Internet. Quote, killing the Internet to save the Internet. And the feds come off base and threaten to arrest them and grab their camera. This is the new America, where the military runs your life just like Guatemala or Nazi Germany. Bill would give presidency emergency control over the Internet and create a new group of private IT officials that work for the government. Just like under InfraGuard with the FBI recruiting 55,000 executives with shoot-to-kill orders over their employees. And they now are going to control all the private networks, and so you can't have a network unless the Imperium, the Commissariat, the political police give you the authorization. And all this national news has been calling for my arrest and for people putting up Obama posters saying fascist or socialist. Here's the local paper outside Austin, Freedom of Hate Speech. And they say there's not a law against putting these up in Hays County, but there should be. Alex is evil. See, this is the new Sovietization. So we're going to go to break and come back and play most of this little 13-minute training video. I'm going to stop and make a few comments during it. Then I'm going to get into a full breakdown of how the feds operate, how the globalists operate, how they're demonizing militias, how they're infiltrating militias, how they're creating militias, which then the feds direct to do violent things. They find unstable people. We're going to explain the MO of purely provocateur staged events by the feds and private mercenary groups we know they're using, and foreign governments are also here in the U.S. Israeli and British intelligence have been caught involved. We told you years ago Cheney had private hit teams in the U.S. Now it's been declassified because this current CIA director doesn't want to go to prison for it. And we're going to walk through how in every case when they find out that an entire Klan group is founded and run by the feds. Every white supremacist group run and founded by the feds. This is to radicalize political discourse inside the United States and to get us all infighting with each other. And I want to warn the feds that are part of this and the private mercenary groups that are part of this. You're going to be hung out to dry by your bosses, just like Hal Turner, who they admit was their informant, but now they're sending him to prison for making the threats too loud and too bold. They will set you up just like Lee Harvey Oswald and Tim McVeigh.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
that
we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He rules it up. He can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change him, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She's just sit there.
Okay, folks, we are live again here on the radio, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've got the folks here from HDNet TV. And I guess this is for their show, World Report. So we'll plug that. Coming up, when in September?
September 29th.
September 29th. Yeah, I can turn this around. They're interviewing you, but you don't want to be on camera. Don't put her on camera unless she wants to later.
It's okay.
Okay, we'll put her on camera. In fact, we would have set one up. We knew you were going to be in here.
This is Hank.
How you doing? And you are, ma'am?
My name's Carol McKinley.
Carol McKinley. You sure are nice. My mom's name's Carol, so I'm kind of partial to women named Carol, yeah.
Where's your mom? She in Austin?
She's here in Austin, yeah.
Hi, Carol. So Carol Jones, huh?
Likely. I'm sorry. They're popping in telling you to talk in the microphone.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay.
I apologize. Go ahead and start over.
So Carol Jones, likely last name, Alex. Sure, Jones. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's the real last name?
My name really is Jones, but I've had longtime friends that have been, like, booking me plane tickets.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, is Jones really your name? Yes, my name's really Alex Jones.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks for letting us come. Well, I guess you don't usually let reporters come.
I don't have as much as I used to. Well, I mean, here's an example. Well, the Wall Street Journal wanted to come for a couple of days, and it was a big writer wanted to do a front page story. And I told her, I said, if this isn't a hit piece, her name was Sarah McBride, I said, it's not going to be published. And she said, no, they always publish my stories. I'm one of their big writers. And I said, okay, just watch. I'm going to do this to teach you how it really works. And also she called Ted Anderson that owns the radio network I'm on. And Ted's like, come on, let her talk to you. So she came here and I stopped for a day or so, talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wrote the piece and they came back and said, change it again. They said, you know what? We're not giving Alex Jones any attention because the mainstream media has figured out even if they lie or spin or attack us, because the piece really wasn't a very friendly piece. It wasn't a negative piece, but it was fair, as they'd call it. It had some negative things in it. Even negative stuff, just people actually find out what we're really doing instead of what fake image was put out. Because the mainstream media has so little credibility, in my experience, of the big dominant channels. But that's why I did do the interview, because I know Mark Cuban, according to the New York Times, I knew about it behind the scenes, but had just heard a little bit talking to Charlie Sheen at the time. He was going to put out the Loose Change final cut. And suddenly he was getting threats from the Securities and Exchange Commission, phone calls, emails, saying, we're going to put you in jail for this Loose Change thing. Mm-hmm. So then they dug up that he'd sold a tiny amount of stock or something and indicted him. And he said, I'm not going to go along with this. I'm going to fight you. This is political. And then he released the emails of them threatening him. And I think the people that did that should go to jail. So I'm saying that's why, I mean, I'm sure it'll be a 50-50 piece. I know Mark does all signs of stuff, and he doesn't control what all his people do. But my point is I'm doing it because it is HDNet just to see what happens. But, yes, we do turn down a lot of TV because we can have them in for 10 hours, and they'll just show the one time I, you know, rub my nose or something. or they'll zoom in on a coffee stain on the carpet or something. I mean, you know, that kind of theater of the mind thing they do, the language of film. And so that's what's going on. But instead of me ranting at you, I do want to get into the militia analysis. Carol, anything you want to say to the audience out there?
Well, we're doing a story on the resurgence of the militia, and I haven't found yet that that's really happening. I mean, we know that on the Internet. I'm seeing a lot more on the Internet. So you're our first interview. And we're going to Michigan in 2 weeks, and so right now I'm just gathering as much information as I can.
Michigan's good, but it's a giant nest of federal operations. I mean, you're probably going to be talking to... I would say 9 out of 10 people that are going to come out and want to talk to you are going to be either federal informants or special forces operators.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So we should watch out.
No. Yeah. I mean, they're going to act like clowns for you. So, I mean.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, that this is all theater of the mind. So, I'm just saying Michigan was where they ran their main operation in the 90s, mm-hmm. pre-demonization, before the Fed staged Oklahoma City.
Do you think that more and more people in America are turning to militias because they're unhappy with the way the government's being run now? Do you think that's true?
The people see the illegitimate actions of the government. They see the $23.7 trillion stolen in 10 months, more than double the GDP. They see the government doing unconstitutional things across the board while amassing paramilitary forces, announcing 400,000 combat troops to be deployed. The government saying gun owners are terrorists, veterans are terrorists, Ron Paul supporters are the big threat. And so, yes, we've seen all-time records for a solid year, gun buying and purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
And the real militias aren't going to talk to you. You're never going to see them, and they're everywhere. And usually it's 4 or 5 good friends, former military, who have a little shooting club, and they, in fact, print me off the Gadsden flag quote again. I think that's good to describe the real militia, what Benjamin Franklin said about it. Why our original symbol is not the eagle, it was the rattlesnake. And the Marine Corps' first symbol was not the anchors, but the rattlesnake, because it's not looking for trouble. But its eyes are never blinking. It's always it's always watching.
Mm-hmm.
And it rattles its tail and says, don't tread on me. And so the people are arming up en masse, and they're aware of the FEMA camps. They're aware of the entire agenda, and they're ready to defend the republic. But they're not looking for trouble. It's defensive. They're not out to attack, and they understand the provocateurs. They understand whoever shoots first loses. But they're also ready that as the tyranny pushes them into a corner, like Lexington and Concord, they're going to stand up for their rights. And then the establishment, who are bullies, will probably fire the first shot in the second American Revolution. And then all hell's going to break loose.
Do you think that's going to happen soon?
I would say it's 50-50 that in the next 2 years, you will see the start of a real revolution in the United States, a violent revolution in response to people being attacked.
What?
And pregnant mothers being tasered and CPS kidnapping people's children and the whole prison economy just squeezing and pushing and never stopping. But I'm fighting to stop that and to reach out to military and police and others. You know, Ron Paul got more contributions than any other presidential candidate in both parties from the military, 70-plus percent. So the truth is, these offshore banks that have hijacked our government and want to use the military and NORTHCOM against us, it's going to fail.
So what do you think that the real militias, as you call them, the ones where they've got the four or five friends who go out and they practice, what are they preparing for? What is it that
they're not going to quarantines? They're not letting anybody take their children. They're not taking forced inoculations. They're not going to be forced on government welfare. And as the establishment shuts the economy down by design and forces people under see, they're advertising the camps as if they're a good thing. They're advertising it as if it's going to be a community center, just like Hitler did or just like Stalin did. But let me just read you before I play this FBI video, and then we'll come back and sure. I'll do a whole rant. You can ask any questions you want on air if that's what, that's what you'd like. The Gadsden flag is a historical American flag with a yellow field depicting a rattlesnake coiled and ready to strike. Positioned below the snake is the legend, "Don't Tread on Me." The flag was designed and is named after American general and statesman Christopher Gadsden. It was also used by the United States Marine Corps as early... Don't forget her mic, guys. The flag was designed and is named after American general and statesman Christopher Gadsden. It was also used by the United States Marine Corps as an early motto flag. So it must be bad. And then this is the flag that Homeland Security in the report says it's so deadly, so evil, so horrible, even though the Army and the Marine Corps and everybody else uses it. So I thought people should actually find out what it means. As the American Revolution grew closer, the snake began to see more use as a symbol of the colonies. In 1774, Paul Revere added it to the title of his paper, The Massachusetts Spy, as a snake joined to fight the British dragon. In December of 1775, Benjamin Franklin published an essay in the Pennsylvania Journal under the pseudonym American Gosser, in which he suggested that the rattlesnake was a good symbol for the American spirit. "I recollect that her eyes excelled in brightness than that of any other animal, and that she has no eyelids. She may therefore be esteemed as an emblem of vigilance. She never begins an attack, nor, when once engaged, ever surrenders. She is therefore an emblem of magnanimity and true courage. As if anxious to prevent all pretensions of quarreling with her, the weapon which nature has furnished her, she conceals in the roof of her mouth, so that to those who are unacquainted with her, she appears to be most defenseless animal. And even when those weapons are shown and extended for her defense, they appear weak and contemptible. But their wounds, however small, are decisive and fatal. Conscious of this, she never wounds till she has generously given notice, even to her enemy, and cautioned him against the danger of treading on her. Was I wrong, sir, in thinking that this is a strong picture of the temper of American conduct?" So that is what the terrorist, Benjamin Franklin, had to say about the Gadsden flag. And why do I say terrorist? I have FEMA on video from 2000, shot by a firefighter in Kansas City, in the training seminar, and we've seen the training manual itself, this is the only time we were sent it being taught, said that the founding fathers are terrorists, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they're terrorists, America's bad, these are the enemies of the federal government. And so we broke that as well. But a world exclusive right now, this was sent to us, this is a 2006 Quantico terrorist training video. This was sent to us by someone saying they were the FBI. We've called the FBI, confirmed this is one of their training videos, but this is not on the web. First time it's ever been seen. Your taxpayer money paid for this paranoia, this induced schizophrenia, to show police, military that are now involved in law enforcement illegally, and the FBI, that everyone's a terrorist. And that's why when you're with your family photographing the Washington Monument, police come over and ask why you're doing it, as if terrorists, real terrorists that weren't CIA or MI6, wouldn't go and just look at Google Earth or have a hidden camera. It's ridiculous. It's about training you that you're a terrorist. And the FBI is now saying they want to put TSA screeners in shopping malls and metal detectors, and they want to have them on street corners, and Viper teams with the federal marshals are outrunning checkpoints in Houston and Boston and New York and searching all the subway bags. The Amtrak trains. We're being trained to be prisoners. This is all part of a process of enslavement here in the managed economy. So here it is, the next two segments. Let's just go ahead and play this Orwellian FBI internal training video, which is federalizing local police. Here it is.
Important information on terrorists and their allies. And the Terrorist Screening Center stands ready to help you. Before TSC was created in December 2003, the cop on the street had no way of knowing if someone he'd stopped was associated with terrorism. But now, TSC consolidates the terrorist lists of many agencies, and you connect to them automatically through NCIC. Whenever you run an NCIC name check, you connect with TSC, and running any name that's on our watch list will automatically give you a hit and some specific instructions on how to handle that person.
All right, pause right
there. He's been
okay, now, this is meant to, again, get the police not into responding to crime when it's happened, because the police will tell you it's not their job to protect you. They have no liability. They're going to respond and enforce the law, because they're elected by the municipal governments that are chartered for the local people under state law. But this is about the police thinking everybody's a terrorist. That's why everybody that gets pulled over now, including my dad, you know, a 60-year-old doctor, gets asked, where are you going? Are you a terrorist? Because the police have now been turned into these proactive commissars, and now they're told, pull you over if you got a Ron Paul sticker. My dad got pulled over in East Texas driving back from visiting family, and they walked over, and they said, you come up in the watch list. You're the father of Alex Jones. And they're now dialing into these databases. This was about a year and a half ago. And he said, how do you know this? He said, well, we have a Reuters system, a LexisNexis. It all goes through this federal system. And the guy went ahead and told my dad he was a fan of the show, but just that the cameras the feds have put in their town read his license plate and flagged it. Remember 6 years ago, every car that goes through Florida town has plates run. That's already nationwide. And as they bring in these threat integration centers, all your local police are now being told they have this. Also, I saw a story in 2004, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, an article in the Green Bay News with the governor saying, oh, look, the feds just put in the new system in our threat integration center where if we want to look for somebody, we type up the name of their cell phone, their number, and it pops up in real time tracking them. Now they admit that. The Telecommunications Act of 96, by law, October 1st, 2001, passed in 96. All phones are GPS triangulated off the cell towers, tracked in real time. Now the local departments are phasing it in. Under federal control, they type in, they pull you up, they hit another key, turns the mic on your phone. They're introducing it to the slaves right now, the fluoride heads out there, as, oh, if a child's lost, the police can dial in and listen. So they're also conditioning the police. So that's what this video is about. This is the feds fully turning the local police into secret police for the non-existent threat of terror when Oklahoma City, 9/11, and every other major terror event, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, Operation Northwoods, many of them declassified, is staged terror. Declassified 2004 Army Training Manual. We'll pull that up and show it to the media. Teaches the Army how to stage false flag terror attacks. Army captains and above are taught how to stage terror attacks in America. This is like Canteen M16 Terror Attack Manual. Carry out the terror. Hoorah! Let's go. Bring down America. Now, let's go back to the video of the real terrorist.
What you should do ranges from clap them in irons to let them walk. Category one is for the baddest of the bad. This is someone you should arrest immediately, just like you handle any other warrant. Then call TSC. Odds are you won't see any of these guys. Category two?
Yeah, hit pause. I just can't help it. Odds are you won't see one. No kidding. It's now been declassified. We knew this 5 years ago when she was on the show, Sybil Edmonds, but under federal gag order, she couldn't go fully public. FBI translator of NSA intercepts. And she said, look, drug running, child kidnapping, it's all CIA, all Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden works for us. That's all I can tell you. She told Congress this and was gagged. She now went and broke the federal gag order 2 weeks ago and said Al-Qaeda was under full U.S. control till 9/11. This is the intercept she's hearing. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, has now confirmed that they've got a whole NSA group just watching 9/11 whistleblowers in the government. So see, again, of course you're not going to see level one. Clap them in irons immediately. Remember Springman, the head of the Jeddah Embassy of Saudi Arabia, we had on, was also in the Toronto Star. He wouldn't let Mohammed Atta and others back from that Malaysian terror summit as they were flying back through the Middle East from Asia. And they told him, don't worry, their terror names are just their CIA covers. And then you had the head of the embassy in Canada also went public, not just in Saudi Arabia. And then Colonel Stephen Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, went public in the San Jose Mercury News and AP and said, look, the government did this. They let this happen. These guys were trained at bases. I'm the dean of the school. I called him up, and he said his life was being threatened. He couldn't talk. But the point is, they started a court-martial until he agreed to shut up. This is all staged, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I said I'd get to the video quicker than this. It's just, it's so amazing. And then I'm going to go through this folder, how the whole deal is staged. Just Klan group, white supremacist, militias, all of it. Just, it's staged. Any violent group. It's now coming out in congressional testimony about this. It's coming out in mainstream news in Colorado. Missouri's having state hearings about it. I mean, look at these cops dressed up like anarchists. Just look at them. Out there trying to get people to do illegal things in Missouri at the end of the Fed protest. We're on to you. We've caught you. It's over, criminals.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Before you slip into...
Okay, I said I was going to play this video, and I'm just stopping it every 5 seconds because it's all such incredible propaganda. But this is the federalization. This is the takeover. Continue with the internal FBI training video that they also give to local police to brainwash and federalize them. Here it is.
You should call TSC right away, and you may be asked to detain them for a reasonable time. You probably won't see any of these people either. Category 3. If you get a hit, it'll most likely be a Category 3. These are people that may have ties to terrorism, but don't know that we know. And we want to keep it that way. So don't let them know that they're on a watch.
See, this is really training the local police to go out and be secret police. They don't want to make the public mad and know that they've all been turned into secret police. okay? And so, again, when they're harassing you and asking you questions, I mean, I was sitting there paying a taxi cab to the airport, and a TSA guy just came over and asked where I was from and how I was doing, and it was all right out of this. And one time I was at the Austin airport, and a guy was reading a book, looked like it was out of 1984 with a black and white cover, saying how someone becomes a terrorist. See, it's all part of a mental illness. Like, the American people are now the Ruskies, and it's the Red Terror, and they're going to have to deal with this, and we're hiding under every table, and Al-Qaeda is going to get us. And there's white Al-Qaeda. Remember years ago I told you they would announce white Al-Qaeda when they were getting ready to focus Homeland Security on the American people, what it was built and designed and set up for, and now they say there's between 4,000 and 6,000 white Al-Qaeda. And then the grandson of the ADL head, Adam Gadon, who got arrested for beating up Muslims at mosque, he suddenly is on TV, Allah Akbar, and they upload his videos in the same video format and with the Intel Center bug in the same Al-Qaeda bug in the same video layer. And then it turns out the head of the Intel Center was the adjunct to PsyOps at the CIA and works for Rumsfeld. Oh, I mean, could it get more obvious? Let's continue with the video. Here it is.
List or that you're calling TSC, and don't let them hear the call. Basically, you want to deal with them as you normally would without the hit. But ask probing questions to get positive ID. Obviously, someone might have the same name as a guy on the list without actually being that guy. Category 4 is for other people who may have ties to terrorism, but the connection is not as sure. So we want you to get positive ID info on them and then call TSC if you think they should be investigated for terrorist activity.
All right, it paused right there.
Some people.
Level 4 is the only truthful designation. We have no evidence, we have no proof, no due process. They just might know somebody who knew somebody who one time knew somebody who might have fought and imagined in a dream about a terrorist. That's what all the other categories are, too. But see, by saying, oh, this is an unsubstantiated level 4, now that legitimizes level 1, 2, and 3. It's all quackery. Like they're saying, oh, if you're on the no-fly list, 25,000 people a month added, over 1.2 million since they made the list secret 8 months ago. If you're on that list, you can't fly and you can't own a gun and you're not going to be able to have a job, they're saying. And if you have bad credit, you're going to be on the no-fly list. That's been announced. So it's this new no judge, no jury. Your rights are over now. It's like Germany. They would just say, you got to have this mark on your papers saying you're a bad person. But now it's the mark of your face scan, your thumbprint, your biometrics. With the face scanning cameras, the license plate scanning cameras, your cell phone, by federal law, tracking everywhere you go. They can dial in even when it's off and listen to you. All admitted. All admitted. This is the total Soviet Union of America. Let's take it out to break with more of the clip.
Our database are not active terrorists, but only associates or supporters who are under investigation. You are the nation's front line in the fight against terrorism. If a terrorist gets into our country, what law enforcement officer is most likely to run into him first? You are. You get up close and personal with more people in this country than anyone else. Through your eyes, counterterrorism agencies of America can see and detect terrorist threats long before a deadly act unfolds. Let's look at a couple likely examples.
All right, let's stop there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.